92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So the International Olympic Committee says they're determined to stage last summer's games in Tokyo starting July 23rd, which is less than 6 months away. And making sure that everyone is safe with this virus still around, that's going to be pretty difficult. Now, I admire the commitment, but think about the influx of people that flood into a city for the Olympics. Nearly 12,000 athletes, plus their coaches from more than 200 countries, a tidal wave of spectators, and the media, the reporters, the technical people, the managers, plus all the local people who work at the stadiums and the local businesses in the surrounding areas. The numbers get big quickly, and all those people might be required to quarantine for 2 weeks before proceeding to run around town. I don't know, it sounds like a recipe for disaster to me, but it's not my responsibility. I get to sit back and just watch it happen. What is absolutely clear is that if they go ahead with it, the Olympics this summer will look very different compared to what we saw from Rio in 2016. And to make the story more interesting, if government leaders in Tokyo all of a sudden pull the cord and go, awooga, awooga, abandon ship, and change their minds on hosting the Olympics, state officials down in Florida have already notified the IOC that they'll happily host the Olympics this summer. But seriously, if they're not prepping for that now, how are they possibly going to be ready for that? I seriously doubt we're having Olympics this summer. What do you think?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.